1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." Oh, yes, a great reminder in the midst of any struggle that we may have. I love that. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Well, friend, this is the day the Lord has made. I hope you are rejoicing and being glad in it. Maybe making some snow angels this weekend. And, here we are. It's Sunday, this January 20th, 2019. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship. Yeah, we really use this program to just prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the author and the perfecter of our faith. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And really this day, this program today is really no different. Got some wonderful God-honoring music on the way, including this one. Is Fernando Ortega, and "Come, Let Us Worship and Bow Down."
Come, let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God. He is our God. Of his pasture. He is our God. He is our God. We are the sheep of his hand. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Well, That's right. You are listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and I came across this quote that has so much, what's the word I'm looking for? A lot of weight to it. You know, because we know in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it tells us that God demonstrated his own love for us. In this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, that's talking about some great love that the Lord has for us. And I saw this quote. It's so beautiful. It says, Jesus loves you so much that you have never lived an unloved day in your life. You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Bless the Lord forever.
Talk about a beautiful song, Merriam-Webster, and Made Me Glad. Well, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you on us back on December 25th, 1868. American President Andrew Johnson signed Proclamation No. 179, which would later become known as the Christmas Pardon. And in this law, President Johnson granted full pardon and amnesty for the offense of treason committed against the United States during the last Civil War. And the pardon was total and unconditional. Every offender was covered, and it restored all the rights, privileges, and immunities granted by the land. It was an opportunity for all affected Americans during that time to start anew with a clean slate. Friend, when Jesus Christ was born here on this earth, it marked the real Christmas pardon through Jesus, and God grants a more encompassing pardon for all. See, the presidential pardon only granted clemency to specific offenses, but God's forgiveness covers all sin. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will make us spiritually clean. Thank you. To lift up the beautiful, holy, set-apart name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll spending some time here with you. I got my cup of coffee here, nice and hot. Need it just to keep you warm. Well, like many, I have a drawer full of socks, and I'll tell you what, I love to say that all of them are matched without holes. In fact, there are some times I wear some of the socks with holes, and I pray that I don't have to take my shoes off when I visit anyone's house, you know. So anyways, in some cultures, to come into the house with your shoes on is a dishonor to the host. Think about that. Because really, after cleaning, sweeping, vacuuming, I'm sure they don't want mud being tracked into their home. I mean, really. It's best that we check the dirt and mud at the door, right? But friend, the same applies when we come to the throne room of Almighty God. We cannot carry our dirty, muddy sin into His presence and expect Him to be okay with it. Psalm 66:18 says, "If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." Friend, are you holding on to something that displeases the Lord, really? Ask Him to forgive you of it. Let it go. Turn from it. And run to Him. Ask Him to cleanse you from whatever it is that prevents you from having that true, sweet fellowship with Him. Let's not track dirt into God's throne room.
Thou my best thought by day or night.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Jesus, you be lifted high. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. May Jesus be lifted high. I love that song. That's Michael W. Smith right here on Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and you can always drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. You can type that in your email, or you can even text me. Just take your phone out and just type in Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Love to hear from you as well. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, Mark Burns for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And he's going to be continuing his series that he started just the other week on Memorization Mondays. That's tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, friend, I'm going to hang out with God's people today, and hope you have a chance to do the same, gathering together, assembling with one another. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.